The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
This is VSiN's Best Bets, giving you VSiN's top talent, handicappers, and guests to catch you up on what you may have missed.
Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy 3 hours lined up today. In 30 minutes, Jeff Seely on his Best Bets for the PGA Tour event, which starts in about 50 minutes from right now. So he's going to come on right before the event, give you his bets, bam, and that bad boy begins. Howard Eskin on the program a little bit later on. Huge night tonight. Sixers and the Knicks playing in Game 6. Mike Palman studio and Johnny Avello on the Derby. We will get into tonight's card coming up in about 15 minutes. I think it's pretty safe to say we're going to have more drama than last night, NBA-wise anyway. It was not very entertaining. Both games were blowouts, including the Boston Celtics. And I guess that's what it looks like when the Miami Heat shoot poorly from downtown and the Celtics A game is just, you know, to go wire to wire on pretty much anybody in the NBA when they play well. On top of it, the Heat made 23 threes in their one game, their one win this series, 23. They combined to make 21 for the rest of the series.
Yep.
They were 3 of 29 last night.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Have fun in the offseason. We'll check you out next year.
Yeah.
And the Celtics were just, that game was over with. You want to call it in the first quarter, or do you want to throw in the towel early second quarter? Because it got to a 30-point lead yet again. I have some ridiculous numbers on Boston coming up here in a few minutes.
I couldn't believe that prop. Largest lead was 17.5 still, again, you know, with the, and they both fly over. But we're considering it was going to be a blowout, and you got the hot Kez news
before
the game as well. But that was a great call by you with White. But that was a good script where you thought maybe Hauser was going to be the leading scorer because the game was over early in the second quarter, and that's all she wrote. On the pregame on TNT for DraftKings, we gave out the over, which that became a sweat, and that was a bad result in play because it was, you got off to the 41-23 start in the first quarter, and then it died in the fourth quarter.
Totally died in the fourth
quarter.
It was mop-up duty.
So the 211s and the 209s and the 207s, everything in play, loses, and it just gets there with the and one late with 30 seconds.
But even the way the pregame number on the total, the way it moved and shifted throughout the day, ping-ponging around 201.5. You saw 202 down to 199 in that range. I saw it close 201.5 in many spots. And then you actually kind of needed a miracle to go over.
Yes, you did. Yes. A really wild game from a standpoint with that. But they are so good. And again, we're talking about the most of number one offense in NBA history in terms of efficiency. Like, Holly doesn't even do anything. Gives you 8-9 points. But the emergence of White the last couple of years, but specifically this year, and to go for 38 and then 25 last night, bombs away from three. Just, okay, Tatum chips in. He'll give me 16. But the depth, and you don't even have Porzingis in the next round, shouldn't be a problem against the winner of Orlando and Cleveland.
You would think that.
Just get ready for the conference finals. Now, the bad news would be that this is 3 weeks now for Freak, and he's doubtful tonight. So I don't want to expect Porzingis again, like I said yesterday, until late in the conference finals.
Right.
If he has the same injury, and this is now a elimination game for Freak, and he's unlikely to play, that's bad news for Porzingis. But they shouldn't need him until the finals.
You would think that they would be able to get by Orlando, although over the years, like last year, Orlando gave Boston fits when they played, beat them a couple of times. Cavaliers, who knows what's going to happen with Allen? But they should be just way too much for Cleveland, you would think.
Yeah.
This will not come back to ding them, I don't think, until you're spot on. I mean, if he would happen to miss, and it's for any of these teams, right? If Porzingis misses a game or two against any of the Knicks, Bucks, or 76ers, my Pacers, maybe, I don't, whatever, that could come back to hurt him at that point. But again, last night, again, here you go, some of the numbers. They won the East by 14 games, most since 1976. Fifth best scoring margin of all time. It tells you why their power rating is so high, future numbers wise, to win the Eastern Conference and win the NBA Finals.
And the difference between one and two was OKC, was staggering in the net rating for what, yes.
Third best margin of victory at home of all time. You mentioned best offense. Second most threes in the history of the NBA. More 30-point leads. Think about that. 30-point leads, now 19 after last night, than 10-point deficits on the entire year. NBA record 18 25-point wins now. NBA record 30. 11 30-point wins and 22 20-point wins, one 20-point loss. All those numbers courtesy of their exceptional play-by-play man, Sean Grandy. Those are just jaw-dropping, staggering, get out of the way. Now when they got beat by Miami in the second game, again, it was the Heat shooting all those threes, and we're like, okay, the Celtics, you got to take credit to the Celtics for coming back the next three games and never allowing Miami to breathe again in the series. And that's what they need to do against inferior foes. They should do that in the next round, too. The next round should be at maximum a five-game series.
Yeah. They caught breaks, though. No Butler, no Rozier, and no Hawkes in the last game, at least. Yeah. But that was, so the other thing is the Kryptonite would be a close game. And who's taking the big shot? Game on the line, who gets the ball? You have to run more stuff for White. Just how awesome this guy's been. But you just see the embarrassment of riches and how many guys can score. How many guys can knock down shots.
So how about that? He was 18-1 to be the highest scorer last night. And he had it pretty much the whole game.
Coming off a 38-point game. I couldn't believe the number.
So had that. Also, here's the deal. Jaylen Brown tied him with the most points, 25. The book where I bet it at, I had no idea what the house rules were because I don't know too many books in Las Vegas that offer that bet anyway. They happened to pay out in full last night.
Oh, great.
So I will gladly take it.
Yes. And then Bam at 23.
Right,
so you
right.
maybe thought, but then with the blowout, they sit everybody as well. So, yeah, I don't think it should be a struggle in whoever they play that comes out of the next series. But it's just, again, I go back to, do you trust Mazzulla? What are you drawing up at the end of a game? And who's taking the shot?
Right.
That's the one thing. I don't want to see that clogged offense. I want to see beautiful ball movement. And one thing, too, is they're going to shoot 43s a game as well.
No question.
So that's another thing. The off night, if they can't knock down threes, what does it look like? And are guys finally saying enough's enough and they're going to penetrate and get to the hoop?
You can tell by watching Celtics games when they might be in trouble, and that's when they go hero ball and they go one-on-one isolation, and it's like Tatum taking over and Brown trying to do that on every single possession. When they're not sharing the basketball, that's when you know they might be in a little bit of trouble. To your point, again, of like when it's, if it's a tie game 5 minutes to go, that's when I'm scared with this team. So they don't want to be in many of those situations, obviously.
Yeah, right. But it is staggering that you don't get much from Holiday and you don't need much from Holiday on the offensive end. Now, you could come back and point the finger at Milwaukee. What were you doing? Or maybe another team should be involved because you can't make the trade. And the guy goes up to your rival because this is the one that was going to put you over the hump. I trade and get Lillard. Whoop, the guy I traded him for is now on Boston. And Boston got rid of Brogdon and Edwards. What's his name? I forget the big guy. He's always hurt. Williams, thank you. But you lose
Robert Williams.
Williams, yeah. Williams, okay. You lose Williams and Brogdon in the trade, but then you turn that into Porzingis and Holiday.
And Drew Holiday. So it was an amazing offseason
yes,
for the
was.
Team.
Yeah.
Right, right. And in the other game, complete stink bomb by the Clippers.
Oh, God.
So a couple things here. Again, the big three. You want your big three? Go ahead and have it. I'll do the exact opposite in the NBA moving forward. So no Kawhi last night. This is from The Athletic. Multiple Clippers from the game last night were awful. George, 4 of 13. Harden, 2 of 12. More on that in a second. Westbrook, 2 of 11. It's the first time in NBA history three players with 9-plus All-Star appearances each all made less than a third of their shots. James Harden now, folks, are you ready for this? Has the all-time record for most playoff games shooting below 20%.
Oh, no.
How do you like that? That's at the very top of his resume. I don't care about anything else. That one is in bold, and it's in extra large font. Bam.
Yep.
Can't miss it.
This is where you blame the players, no doubt. This is just since game one, Westbrook, a 4-32 from the floor. More fouls and turnovers than made field goals. You look up at halftime, he's 0-5, and he's minus 10. He played so well last year in that first round against Phoenix, a reason they were in that series after Kawhi got hurt, and he has been dreadful in this series. Mm-hmm. Harden with his stinker. I mean, you get that kind of production in the first half from Zubac and what Mann was able to do, but you're down because you got no help from George, Harden, and Westbrook was terrible. And then you lose by 30 in pivotal game 5 at home.
At home.
Oh, man.
And now you're an 8-point dog going back on the road to Dallas in game 6.
It's like I can't get like an average game.
That's all I'm looking for.
They're either unbelievable or they can't throw it in the ocean.
Paul George, can you, another guy here that somehow he gets swept under the rug. Disaster in the playoffs more times than not. Paulie, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I'm watching that game. I'm not asking for 45. I'm not asking for 38. Can you go out there and give them 20?
Yeah.
That's all we're looking for.
Yeah.
That's all you maybe need. But just don't throw up a 2 of 12 because you've done it so many times in your life. Get beyond that. Nope, sorry. Can't deliver, guys. I can't give you the minimum, you know, output that we need. Laughing stock.
Yeah. The other problem is, though, you know, again, everyone knows he can't shoot except Westbrook. I mean, you're wide open for a reason, and the guy still thinks it's 10 years ago, and he's a star in OKC. It's just that he gets too many minutes, and he's just been dreadful in this series, and I know Harden's been done that many times, as you pointed out, but what a time where all three guys stink in the same game.
You go to Dallas.
God, and they lose by 30.
In game 4, and you have a 30-point lead. Now, that evaporates. Dallas actually came back to take the lead at some point, but you hung on and you played well. George's three in the corner was amazing. You won the game. And then you come back at home the next game, you lose by 30? I guess only in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's just, what a bad loss last night. And in that same city in the NHL, the Kings got out. You're telling me they haven't won a playoff series in 10 years
now? How about that? They won their second cup in 2014. 10 straight years without winning a playoff series. Made it 5. 3 years in a row, they've lost to the Oilers in the first round. And they go out. So that's just, that's wild. I mean, 10 years, that's staggering.
Also a little bit unlucky with the draw there, getting Edmonton every single year.
You could point the finger at this ridiculous format, and you have to get McDavid every year.
For more Follow the Money, tune in every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific, only on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
This is VSiN's Best Bets, catching you up on everything you missed on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Right back at it today. NBA, NHL playoffs breakdown, VSiN.com, Derby picks. Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN Daily Newsletter. Expert analysis, latest odds straight to your inbox, absolutely free. Get it right when you wake up, VSiN.com/newsletter to subscribe.
I don't think we're going to have last night again in the NBA tonight. Right, I'm really going out on a limb there, Paulie. I think we're going to have tighter games, more drama. Stay, you know, edge of your seat for like 2.5 hours for these games. And we'll start with the second game, actually. You notice this right away. It's the late game tonight.
People are furious.
So 9 yeah. o'clock on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Sixers at home to the Knicks?
Well, you know how it goes, Mitch. 9-10 probably.
Oh, that
first
yeah.
tip in this
yeah.
game.
Imagine if the first game goes to overtime. What are they going to do with this game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we said 9-10, but we really meant 9-27.
Yep.
By the way, so...
And what's happened to this great city in sport? I mean, Harris and the guy from Fanatics, Ruben, have to come in and buy tickets so Knicks fans won't get them?
Can you believe that?
I mean, isn't this supposed to be a great sports town? I mean, the Knicks fan, I know the get-in price again was $650 for the last game in the Garden, but this is, you're that, you have to be that concerned and worried about Knicks fans taking over your arena again?
Well, I know. Here's the feedback that I got from people in and around that city. They said that on the secondary market, tickets were going for 5 times face. So people with season tickets were like, okay, but you can't do that now. Yeah. You did it once.
Yes, right.
And now you have to look at what the team did in game 5 to get that win. You have to look at yourself in the mirror today and say, I can't sell my ticket tonight. I got to go to the game.
No, good discussion. You can do it once or twice, and once you pay for your actual season tickets,
there
okay,
you go.
That's fine. But this is why you have season tickets. This is it. Game 6, season on the line. Come on, you're playing the Knicks first time in 25 years, and this is how the brackets opened up. It's definitely possible you make the conference finals, even with all the injuries and what you've had to deal with. So that's absolutely right. But this, between the late start and this series, has been awesome. I mean, to think where every game's been close, the 76ers are +2 in the series, and then the emergence of Maxey and coming on that superstar level. Yeah, but what are you going to get from the others in the supporting cast? That's the big thing, because I know this. Well, I'm not going to get much out of Embiid in the fourth quarter, right? Between the injuries and what he's dealing with and the conditioning and the turnovers. If he sits, it's an unmitigated disaster. Can Brunson continue to do this and show people? Everyone has called him out, not a superstar. The contract was absurd. What are the Knicks doing? I mean, they're right here. So this has got all the makings here and just a fantastic series and the fact that we could even be looking at a 7-game series.
So what do you want to do with the pregame number now? Sixers down to 3. Some spots, 3.5 on the game. Total is now below 200 in the game. I could not look at the over.
Really?
I couldn't do it. That last game played out like a dead under and then went to overtime again.
Yeah.
What do you think the fourth quarter is going to be like if it's tight? It's going to be 22 seconds off the shot clock on every possession, tight,
right.
Grind it out, probably a miss, offensive rebound, reset the shot clock, and that's the way it's going to go. And that's the way the series has been, in my opinion, while watching the games. Also, I would like, before the tip tonight, I would like a little bit more than 3 with the Knicks. So the game plan, like we've talked about before in the series, could be the Sixers have been so good with these hot starts. My hope is they get out to a 10-point lead. I can grab a better number on the Knicks when Embiid goes to the bench. But that plan could be DOA if the Knicks are leading like 22-14 late first quarter.
Yep. Well, how many stink bombs? We've talked, you know, we just got over Harden. How many stink bombs has Philadelphia had in home playoff games? And in big home playoff games with several no-shows from their key players, right? I mean, you couldn't even beat the Hawks that one year, and then the Simmons saga started. So something I mentioned earlier when the series started, the Knicks are the slowest team in the league. So that helps out Embiid so we can get a blow and get a rest too, where he doesn't have to work that hard.
Go up and down the court.
I think the Knicks would be better off pushing the ball here to wear him out. But that's how Tibbs does things, and it's worked out for him. But I don't know what Hart's going to do. I don't know what DiVincenzo's going to do. Bogdanovich is out for the year. That's a big blow. You know, can Hartenstein stay out of foul trouble? And then, okay, Harris had 17 points, you know, $150 million contract. I should at least get that once more than once a month. But Batum, Heal doesn't even play some of these. I don't know what the supporting cast is going to do, right?
No, you can't rely.
I would lean over because of this. You could get the scramble points late with the fouling situation and the season on the line, especially if the Knicks have the lead. But it's a tough game to handicap.
The only other guy that I can really rely on before a game starts, I think, is Kelly Oubre.
But he's sick.
But I'm also not. That's right.
And there's a lot of the points.
So not saying much.
Right. Yeah, it's true. And it was a bad job. I mean, that guy's been through a lot, right? Good line by him. I need a driver.
Yeah.
Gets in a car accident and he got hit on his bike about a month ago, too, running
crazy
Philadelphia. So, but the Knicks lost him a couple times defensively and gave up some easy baskets. But then again, I think the Knicks are the better team and they blew it. I know what happened in game two. And then it's just worse, right? Where they come out with a 2-minute report. And, oh, by the way, Maxey actually traveled before he got the 4-point play to add insult to injury.
Yeah.
So, but that's a lot of pressure on Maxey. He knows he has to go off and deliver because you don't know about Embiid, what he can give you. And then, other than that, he's looking around and like, who else? Look, feel free to help and join in, right?
Embiid's points prop tonight is 30.5. Now he had, 50 in one game of the series? Does he look like he's in shape right now to give you 50 tonight? Or more than 30.5 is the more important question here?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he could do it. Maybe he can go to the free throw line 27 times. And that would take
care
of it. That is possible.
Right.
For sure. How is Brunson going to get the others involved with the Knicks tonight? Because he's been a 40-point machine.
Should he?
Well, at some point, I want, if DiVincenzo's open or you have a McBride who's open, maybe it's okay to pass it once in a while so those guys can get a shot. It's not like Brunson's going to go 18 of 20 from the floor in this game. I love him. It was an unbelievable signing.
Yep.
Called him a rock star the other day. The whole team is, for that matter. But, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world if another guy on that team gets a shot once in a while.
Yep. I think he has to set the tone, though, and playing like the superstar he is.
That will happen.
Yeah, that's why they were loving life early. He stunk, by his standards, shooting the ball the first two games, and they won because of Deuce and because of the game that Hart had as well. So, you know, a game like this, you never know. Could be an unsung hero and what happens. Or Brunson puts him on his back and says, okay. The larger discussion and bigger picture is, how do the Celtics not come out of the East? When you look at, is Embiid still standing in the conference finals? Who's playing for Milwaukee if they're able to do it? And then again, Indiana's 27th in defense. So that's not going to go well.
No, Boston will get whatever they want. I actually want that because it's going to be a blowout in almost every game, and you can just bet Boston first half team total in every single game and probably retire at the end when you're done.
Right.
Paul, for weeks we've been calling this. Forget the word upset if the Celtics don't come out of the Eastern Conference. It's way worse than that. The numbers don't suggest that. I don't care. They are so much better. The gap between the Celtics and everybody else in the East is monumental.
So Jeff Sherman at the Westgate only made Boston a $4 series favorite against the Knicks.
No, that was, I think after the Porzingis injury, right?
Yeah.
Did he not update it at that point?
That's got to be low. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, who would give them the best series? Healthy Milwaukee. They're probably not going to get there. Right?
So they could be done tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So I've been betting that every single day. I mean, you would say $5 should be more realistic, the price of the Celtics to come out of the East and win that. By the way, White is 80-1 out there to win finals MVP.
I love him.
I think that's a great bet because they're going. They're going to be in there, and then you can maneuver. Who are they playing? Who knows?
No,
it could be Minnesota, OKC, even Dallas.
Another way to attack it, Paul. You can bet multiple Celtics if you want right now.
Yeah. But the way White's playing, very good. Now, the other game is we're still okay here. There were 8.5s available yesterday, but I got on that because of the TNT report that both guys could play tonight for Milwaukee, and now both of them are doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now 8. Again, the outlier was game 4 when Portis got the heave-ho early. But game 1, they blew him out. Game 5, they blew him out. You're going against the 27th ranked defense. Beasley showed up with 18 in the last game, and you got 29 from Middleton and Portis. So there's still plenty of weapons on this Milwaukee team, and I think 8 is too much here with the Pacers and the pressure of knowing we got to close them out and what could be behind door number two in game seven, because I would still wait, because you could, the chance, Lillard looked okay to me at shooting around yesterday, but again, the news is getting worse there. But the chance that one of the guys plays to get a big shot in the arm, but I'm still okay here taking eight, even if the two stars are out. Just because you see, even with, you know, Lopez, I mean, there's so many guys that can score for Milwaukee, and do you trust the others with Indiana? And Halliburton, like several other guys, has been compromised and hasn't been the same player with this injury. So
no,
I do like the over, though. I think it's way too low now. Well, now we're down to 212.5. I think that's too low.
How about the game so far when they've been in Indiana for this series? 121 to 118 and 126 to 113.
Yep.
Indiana's been a different team at home.
Yes.
So 212.5 to me is also too low in this game. I will say this. You're not getting that kind of game out of Patrick Beverley tonight.
No.
That's not happening again.
No.
I would.
No. Well, I probably won't. I'm not going to get that out of Beasley either, probably. But again, I have guys like Beverley, Connaughton,
right.
Beasley. Yeah, these guys can knock down shots.
When other
Portis
guys,
is good.
When other guys miss, like when Dame misses a game or Giannis is out for the game, Beasley's been pretty good. Middleton's been fantastic.
That's right. Yep.
Pretty much carried the team so far.
Yep.
I like the over more than anything else. You love the Bucks tonight in this spot.
This is VSiN's Best Bets, catching you up on everything you missed on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you ready to become your own sports betting expert? Hope you are. Look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription, your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, and winning strategies. For a limited time only, we're offering our annual subscription at an unbeatable price. Normally priced at $240, you can now grab your subscription for just $199. Sign up today, and we'll also give you an extra 2 months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code ANG. With VSiN Pro, you'll gain instant access to our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see who has the best win percentage and ROI. 19 hours of live programming, including expert breakdowns and in-game analysis, proven betting systems for professional handicappers, and our exclusive betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to claim your 14 months of VSiN Pro for only $199 with promo code ANG.
ANG as in A numbers game. ANG.
That's B. That's BC. I can't even. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. VSIN.com/subscribe.
Gil, you know how excited people get when they're at a basketball game or something, they're throwing out free t-shirts to the crowd?
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagine one of those t-shirts has 1 month of VSiN free. Boom.
Promo code ANG. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. John Sepulveda. Can't believe you made it through the first segment without mentioning that Iga is in action. She is. Semifinals, Madrid. But she's up against Maddie Keys. She should take care of business. The big one is Rybakina and Sabalenka later today. Logic 3227. If you're talking all-time bad beats, don't forget me losing a bet on a PSG soccer game because one of PSG's players' families was being robbed at their home at gunpoint during the game. Still the craziest thing I've ever seen in a game. Wow. Jeez.
I mean, I was watching that yesterday. There were some missed opportunities for sure on the PSG side. I don't know if there was something more specific I missed.
Clone Bone, we may have lost the Guardians bet, but you don't have to make this a complete loss for your audience. Consolation prize, sushi place name. We talked about I was going to give it out if
they
won. That
was the grand prize, not the consolation prize, apparently. Yeah.
Jimmy Lopez, the good old Mike Berkovici Yom Kippur massacre. Love hearing that story. Jack Larkin, assuming not, but does Sinner's withdrawal from Madrid with hip warrant any Roland Garros futures? Well, if the hip is serious enough to take him out of it, absolutely, it would. I mean, right now, this is kind of falling Djokovic's way because Nadal is, you know, not the Nadal of old, obviously. Sinner's got the hip issue. Alcaraz looked terrible yesterday. So, like, Joker sitting on the sidelines being like, yep, this looks pretty good right now.
That guy, man. I think that's a great question, though, just overall basic tennis when you're seeing injuries happen. Like, is that where you put more weight into it when a guy is withdrawing from a tournament?
Yeah, the problem is you don't know if it's real or not in tennis, all right? Like, Sinner, obviously, this is a legit injury, but you just don't know if it's going to take him to that point.
Mm.
And that's always the problem. Most injuries in tennis are really nebulous. You're like, is she just pulling, or is he just pulling out of this tournament because he wants a little more rest for the next one that's bigger, whatever. So there's a lot of that goes on in your head. But this is a Sinner's young guy. He's obviously been, this is obviously a legit injury. The question is, does it take him through, you know, the next, does it take him through Rome? Does it take him all the way into Paris? We'll see. Couple more here, by the way. This is from Russ Harden. Well, Gil, not only am I a lifelong Cleveland fan, I also bet them. I also had Baltimore. So I've been numb since Kimbrel blew two games, and Cleveland being Cleveland, all things said, it was a great month of baseball. It was a great month of baseball. By the way, a lot of people making a big deal about the Kimbrel blowing two games. That's baseball. Just like the Guardians losing that game last night was, or two nights ago, it's baseball. You know, like those things happen to every team. And again, the people who are complaining about the Orioles, no one was as unlucky as the Guardians and the Braves. Guardians lost their best pitcher to Tommy John surgery, Shane Bieber, as the Braves did with Spencer Strider. And then the Guardians lost a game to rain, and the Braves lost two to rain. So there's no other team that has a case to be unluckier than those. Dan Goodwin, what a ride. 50-1, shaking my head. And then Nick Kendhammer, not sure I wanted to listen to yesterday's podcast of the show, knowing the nature of it, but God, I love your storytelling. The detail of when you talk literally makes me feel like I'm there living the ups and downs with you. I truly am sorry as I had no skin in the game. Oh, Nick, that's very kind of you to say. Hope everybody enjoyed the retelling anyway. NBA Finals exact outcome. Kelly, I was mentioning the other day, I bet one of these. You could actually get 4-1 on the... Oh, no. You could actually get better. Plus 425 on what I got at plus 375. That's the Nuggets beating the Celtics. That price exists at DraftKings. Only the Celtics beating the Nuggets is shorter at 4-1. And if you ask yourself, wow, really the Celtics are shorter than the Nuggets? The reason for that simply is that their path to get to the finals is easier and therefore shorter than the opposite, the Nuggets beating the Celtics, Nuggets having more difficult path out west. After that, it's all Celtics over opponents. And that makes sense, again, because of the nature of the Eastern Conference field right now. Celtics to beat the Thunder, plus 650. Celtics to beat the T-Wolves, 10-1. Celtics to beat the Mavericks, 12-1. And then after the Nuggets beating the Knicks, it's all Celtics on the other side. T-Wolves to beat the Celtics, 18-1. Thunder beating the Celtics, you get the idea. Mavericks to beat the Celtics. And that makes sense, mathematically. Makes complete sense. Is there a bet here for you?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I did bet the I have the Mavericks and Mavericks over the Celtics. I bet at the beginning of the playoffs.
I remember that.
Yeah, bet at the beginning of the playoffs. I didn't take the Celtics over the Mavericks because there was such a ridiculous price discrepancy here in town between the two. I still think 12-1. Like, I like it. I think the time would be now for you to make that bet. If it's you saw the Mavericks team I saw last night, Luka Doncic. By the way, I think he's playing the same games that LeBron plays. I love these NBA mind games where it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be back to the Lakers. Luka at shoot around yesterday be like, oh, I've been dealing with this illness and the knee's not great. And then he's had by far his best game of the series.
Shooting from the rafters.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be the one I'd be most interested in. I'm wrapped up in this market, though. I've got Thunder and Celtics both ways. That would be awesome if those two met in the finals. And then I have the Mavericks over the Celtics, so I'd have to do some hedging, I guess.
If someone said right now, though, I get it. You've got those prices. But Thunder to beat Celtics 18-1 and then Celtics to beat Thunder plus 650, would you say yes, bet them?
I like the Celtics over the Mavericks 12-1 best. That's on.
That's your best one.
That would be my favorite one. I have absolutely no problem with anybody thinking the way you're thinking, though, and saying Nuggets and Celtics are meeting in the finals. You can't convince me otherwise.
In the year of, again, UConn, South Carolina, Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda, I got the Nuggets over the Celtics.
Yeah. And look, the way I view it is the Sixers and or Knicks could give the Celtics some issues, but I think it's very likely the Celtics are representing the Eastern Conference, the NBA Finals. I'm excited for the second round of the Western Conference. I think there are four really good teams. I should shut up right now. I have so much Maverick series stuff. What am I talking about? There hopefully, Gil, will be four really good teams facing off in the second round.
How's JVT doing? We got a wellness check on JVT?
Yeah, it's one of those situations you just don't text
each
other. Zach and I were both on the Mavs yesterday, assuming JVT wasn't. You just don't text each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, NFL Power Rankings. Do we have an intro?
I don't know. It's been a few minutes. Yeah, we'll just move along.
Plug it in. 107.5 the Bow. Okay. Me first, you first.
You first. This is an interesting exercise.
It is interesting because we honestly, you're playing off the drift of last year.
Yep.
And then you're trying to convince yourself that something mattered in the draft enough, you know, kind of thing.
And we're still just going same old power rankings like we've always done. This isn't from a odds perspective or betting perspective right now.
All right, one, Kansas City. Sorry, you doing anything else? I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you know this, but they won the Super Bowl.
I mean, at what week during the season do you think one of us could possibly change that? Like after what
we
saw last year.
I think we've learned our lesson.
Right. After what we saw last season.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have to take to like week five or week six when they're like 1-5 or something like that for me to move them.
Xavier Worthy, they traded up to draft him in the first round. The lineage of Tyreek to Kadarius to Xavier Worthy is intact. Chiefs, number one. Niners are number two. I know there's talk about Ayuk and Debo, but I still got the Niners at number two. The Bengals are the wild card here, and I threw them in at number three because Joe Burrow is walking through that door. Give me the Bengals at three. And then it's Ravens at four because the Ravens are just always good at football. They do everything right. Eagles are five. The Lions making their highest appearance for me in the last year. Six. Congratulations, Lions fans. Bills fall to seven. But it's still Josh Allen. And then it's Texans, Dolphins, Packers. Packers make the top 10 for me. But those are my top 10 right now.
I have no idea what to do with the back end. The one thing I'm shocked at on yours is that you have the Eagles ranked higher than me. Because I was sitting there yesterday and I like the Eagles still. Like, I think they're going to bounce back from last year. I love the pieces that they added in the offseason.
I don't have the Cowboys in there, though.
No, you don't. You don't. No. And I don't have them in mine either. I feel like we say this every year during the regular season, too, but the back half of this was not easy.
No.
It was not easy for me. I thought Chiefs, 49ers, I'm a big Josh Allen guy. Sorry, the Bills will still always be up there for me. I went number three for them still. Ravens, Bengals. Flip a coin, you could put them either way, I think. I went Ravens and then Bengals. But, you know, like you said, Joe Burrow back. I'm high on the Bengals. Lions, same here. As high as they've pretty much ever been for me. Number six, Texans. I'll believe in the CJ Stroud greatness once again.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
This is VSiN's Best Bets, catching you up on everything you missed on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become your own sports betting expert. Look no further. VSiN Pro subscription, your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, winning strategies, limited time only, annual subscription, unbeatable price. Normally priced at $240. You can get it now for just $199. 14 months for less than 50 cents a day. Promo code FTM. 19 hours of live programming. VSiN.com/subscribe. Joined now by the legend, Howard Eskin, WIP in Philadelphia. Dr. Eskin to you, pal. He joins us now. Well, yeah, how you doing?
It'll be doctor tomorrow. I've never had a bad day in my life, and it'll be a doctor tomorrow. Goldie Beacom College in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm the commencement speaker and getting an honorary doctorate. So I will soon to become a doctor.
Wow. Good for you. Will you correct people now when they call you Mr. Eskin or Howard? Will you say, sorry, it's Dr. Eskin?
No, it will be, because the nickname I've been given for years, it goes way back, was King. So it'll be King PhD.
Very good. Very good. You've been all over this. By the way, I have the coffee ready tonight. 9:10 local tip. But you blame the Sixers for this debacle. Number one, Knicks fans take over the building in game four. And now they're worried about, and it was supposed to be a great sports town, about all the Knicks fans taking over the building tonight.
Yeah, it's actually ridiculous. Eagles fans take over stadiums all over the country. You don't hear anybody whine about it. You know, it's part of what's happening. But the Sixers are the ones. They don't. The ticket office doesn't sell tickets anymore. They put it on their ticket site, so they make the fees and they raise the prices, knowing that the only people that were really going to buy them were Knicks fans. They put out thousands of tickets for those first two games, and now they come back and say, well, we're buying up 2,000 tickets to give out to first responders and community servants and all those things. Wait a minute. They already own the tickets, so they're not buying the tickets. They're just not putting them out. I mean, they are just a organization that all they care about is the almighty dollar. That, you know, the players can't worry about that. But the team is what it is. But they're the ones that created this problem by putting out tickets, knowing that they were going to get double. It was really, in a lot of cases, double the face price of what the tickets were, which are already too high for the playoffs. And now they say they're buying up 2,000 tickets. They're not buying anything. They're just not putting them out. They already own the damn tickets. So, I mean, there's still going to be Knicks fans here. Hey, the players just got to play the game. You can't worry about who's in the stands. Just play the game.
What happens if they lose tonight? What kind of changes are or could we see in Philadelphia, and how big is this for the future of the team?
Well, I don't think there's going to be – well, the future of the team, remember, they haven't made – they haven't gotten to at least a conference final since 2001. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite a while. Changes, they're not going to – I mean, Tobias Harris is gone because he's on the last year of his contract. That was ridiculous. But, I mean, Embiid's going to be here. You waited too long to try to trade him because now his value's gone down because he always gets hurt. And I don't know. They've got a lot of money under the cap, so they'll go out and try to get players. I don't know how difficult that's going to be. A lot of players want to win, and they want the money. Sometimes you can't give them both. But I don't know that the coach is in his first year. The president slash general manager, Daryl Morey, is a fraud. He's done nothing to improve this team in all his years in basketball. He's never won anything, but he signed a 3-year extension this year. The owner is delusional. He's more worried about his Washington football team than he is about the 76ers. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of change. There'll be changes in the players they add, not in the players that they subtract. And I think that's because outside of Maxey and Embiid, they're really just kind of a lot of role players. And some of them are under contract and some of them are not. So it's just going to be the players that they add rather than subtract. And the coach and the president slash general manager will remain here. I don't see any changes there.
That's a great answer. And you led me into the next question. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest is King PhD, otherwise known as Howard Eskin, legendary Philadelphia sportscaster on WIP in that great city. And he's on the Progressive guest line. So who else can you bank on tonight to have a big game at home in game six? I'll run some points props by you here, Howard. Embiid is 30.5. Do you think he has a big game and scores in the 30s? You can rely on Maxey. The guy is awesome. But who else actually plays well tonight, in your opinion?
You know what? Embiid has never, with the Sixers, been a really good playoff player. I mean, could he score 30? He could, but I would, if I was betting that, I would take the under. Mm-hmm. It's the playoffs. It's not the regular season. Maxey doesn't let anything bother him. Maxey lets nothing bother him. And Embiid, I love the stats that people were out. He didn't have a good offensive game last game. And they said, well, he had a triple-double. He almost had a quadruple-double.
Yeah.
He was one turnover short of a quadruple-double, and that's not good. So sometimes numbers don't tell the entire story. I can't see anybody jumping out at me that's going to have – that I can depend on having a good game. It's going to be two players, and the Sixers just have to worry about shutting down the role players. I mean, Hart and DiVincenzo mm-hmm. and other players that they have. They have to worry about shutting down those guys. And you know, and people are talking about, well, they screwed up the last game. They could have closed out the series. They're up by six with like 28 seconds to go. Well, the Sixers had one of those games too, and they still came back and won the next game. I don't think players let that bother them as much as the fans are bothered by those kind of things. The one thing the Knicks do is every one of those players plays hard every second of the game.
Yeah,
I don't know that you get that out of the Sixers all the time. So it's Sixers are a slight favorite. It's, you know, you don't have to bet everything, but I would not lay the points with the Sixers. I'm not comfortable with the way that they're playing in this series. So it's going to be, they're all close games. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a close game. So I think it's going to be another close game. And I don't think a team, even though the Knicks have a home game, a game seven, if they lose, they lose tonight. I don't think a team wants to let it go to a game seven, because then anything can happen. So I think you're going to see the best game out of the Knicks. And I'm not saying that you won't see that out of the Sixers, but I know you're going to see one of the best games out of the Knicks tonight too. I may be wrong, but I think that's the way it's going to play out. But that doesn't mean they're going to win. That means they're going to play hard.
Yeah, your point about Morey, the Harden thing backfired, and then he was supposed to be a big piece, and he demanded a trade. And what do you think of a Paul George coming there next year?
I don't know. I don't know that it's nice to have a third scorer, but I don't know that Embiid would be happy. He loves his points, and he wouldn't be able to score as many points because he wouldn't get as many shots. Why would Paul George leave L.A.? I know that's kind of an interesting situation. That's what people talk about. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I mean, I don't know that Daryl Morey is capable of building a team. And here's a guy that traded for Buddy Hield. I think he gave up 3 second-round picks, mm-hmm. gave up a player with toughness in Marquise Morris. He gave up Pat Beverly, and I'm not a fan of him, but he would have added toughness. And Buddy Hield, his great quote when he traded for Buddy Hield, I think it's the best draft deadline trade in the NBA, and he puts the fear of God into the other teams when he comes down the court. Well, when he comes down the court, he's not coming down the court because he's not even getting in the game now. So this is what I'm not confident that Daryl Morey can convince a player, and it really comes down to money. And some players really want to win. Paul George obviously wants to win. But I think it's less than 50-50 that Paul George comes to the 76ers.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
What a life. What a career. What was your thought process and thinking last year at the Phillies game when the guy tried to bring in the alligator?
You know, my thinking is he's nuts, but so are a lot of fans that come into the games. But he got the attention he wanted. He got the attention he wanted. So, you know, hey, listen, why not? If somebody's going to, you can bring in service dogs. So yeah. Why can't you bring in service alligators? Yeah. You know, that's the thinking. He's a service alligator.
Sure. Trying to bring in the alligator.
I want to see like a service skunk. I want to see a service piranha. Somebody has a fishbowl around their neck. Here's my service piranha. That'd be great.
Falcon.
How about a service bear? It's it's incubation season. Right?
Sure.
Incubating season right now. So why not bring in a bear?
Why not? Yeah, on a leash. we love talking to you, King, and PhD. Congratulations on tomorrow, by the way. Officially becoming a doctor. That's outstanding. We appreciate it and enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.